ولكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not eat the wealth, do not eat each other's wealth or property bil-batil, unjustly. Do not devour one another's wealth unrightfully, wrongfully. وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ, and do not take up the case to the judges to eat a portion of the wealth of the people sinfully. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, whilst you know 100% that what you are doing is unlawful. Now, what does this verse mean? Let us first see how it is connected with the previous verse. In the previous verses, we were speaking about sawm, that is fasting. And what is sawm? What is fasting? We said fasting was to abstain from certain lawful things at certain times, that is from the break of dawn, tulu'ul fajr, till ghurubu shams, till sunset. So there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to stay away from certain lawful things. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now asks us to stay away from something that is unlawful. So that is the connection between the two verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will discuss the tafsir now. But what is the hikmah behind this verse coming after sawm, after fasting? Mufassirin mentioned, the first hikmah is that when a person gets habitual to fasting and when he keeps sawm all the time, then he develops within himself taqwa, and that is now when he stays away from certain lawful things, all the more reason he will be able to save himself from unlawful things. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke about staying away from certain lawful things in fasting, and immediately after Allah says that when now a person has developed taqwa, he will be able to stay away from unlawful things. The second hikmah, wisdom behind this verse coming after sawm, after fasting, Mufassirin mentioned that when a person is fasting, then he is staying away from certain lawful things. He can't eat, he can't drink. Now at ghurubu shams, when the sun has now set, now a person will break his fast. So at the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, in other words, that now you can eat that thing which is lawful for you. So that morsel of food that you are now going to put down in your body, make sure it is not earned, not acquired through some unlawful means. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says that now do not devour each other's wealth bil-batil, unjustly, or by some unlawful means. What does that mean? Where a person steals his brother's money, or he snatches it away from him, or he does him down in some business dealing, or he cheats him. So all this is impermissible. A person cannot devour the wealth of his brother unlawfully. وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ, and then Allah says that you then take up the case to the court, to the judge, in the hope or hoping that the judge passes the case in your favor. Allah says, what are you achieving in that? لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ, you do that so that you may devour a share of the wealth of your brother بِالْإِثْمِ, sinfully. You know very well, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and you know very well that what you are doing is 100% unlawful, and it is haram for you to do that, because that is not your wealth. How many times we see a person is mubtala, he is tested with this, sometimes he is cheating somebody, or sometimes he knows just by giving the judge a bribe, he bribes him with some money, the judge will now pass, or he will give the verdict in favor of that brother, and in that way he is now cheating his brother. So from this verse, we learn two lessons. One is not allowed to devour the wealth of his brother in any way, if it is unjust for him to devour that wealth. Number two, the second lesson we learn, that any wealth that is acquired, if it is acquired through some unlawful means, then that wealth will always be unlawful. However, if it is acquired through some unlawful means, it will always be for unlawful for him to consume that wealth. That is why we must be sure, we must be cautious what our dealings are, how we are dealing, so that every cent of ours is 101% permissible halal for us, so that the barakat, we see the effects of that in our life. Wa akhir ta'wana, alhamdulillah.